Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servodidio, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Tonight is Insight into Healing 2016 season finale. And what a year it has been on Insight into Healing. Our guests this year have been so incredible, ranging from Vito Bruno, Stephen Reynolds, Lance Allred, doing the Haunted Tales, Craig Dickinson, Laura Chapanis, Lorraine Helvick, and also Will Daly, who we spoke about, his daughter Chloe, is such an amazing and inspirational story. We've had just such incredible, incredible new guests, but also a lot of returning guests, like my mentor and very close friend, Revan Garcia, which we spoke a lot about the power of prayer and strength, which is really, really incredible, and all the wonderful walks he's been doing and all the support he's been giving Insight into Healing and many of those that need it for prayer requests. We've also had some amazing other guests as Debbie Vigilati, as we spoke about her son, Nico, Jerry Caruso, the comedian and motivational speaker, who should be joining us later tonight. He'll be calling in. Again, tonight is a live show. So if anyone would like to call in with questions or any past guests or future guests, please call in with some updates. You can reach me at 646-716-7250 and just press speak to the host and I'll be answering it right away. Well, today is such an incredible night. I just cannot believe it's another season gone and 2017 is just around the corner. Also, this year was really amazing as my new book came out, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos. And I want to again thank all of you for all of your support for my show, but also for my book and coming to my book signings and for purchasing my book. And it's just been such an incredible experience to be able to base my book on Insight into Healing. And so much that my listeners, my viewers, the readers have really learned from this great network and community of people. It'll soon be in February that Insight into Healing has been on the air for 3 years. I still can't believe it. It's just been flying by. But the community keeps growing and growing, and I'm just so honored again for all of your support. Well, tonight I'm also going to be answering some questions that I've had from listeners and also some of the book signings that I've been doing. A lot of people came up with some interesting questions that they would like me to address during the show. One recent book signing I had at FIAMI down in the Bronx, the Forum for Italian American Educators, one woman brought up the question of shelter children. And those are children who have been in shelter either because it's a homeless shelter or a domestic violence shelter, and also how they come into mainstream schools and how that is for those children that are shelter children, but also the children that are already in the schools. As you know, for most homeless children and children in domestic violence shelters, they have to move around a lot. So again, they don't have a stable home life, but they also don't have a stable school life. So a lot of questions have been brought up about when you're moving them from school to school, it is so hard for them, the child, to adjust and to acclimate themselves, but also for the other students. And I think also, you know, we want everyone to be able to work together and come into the classroom, but also children coming in with certain heavy trauma or loss can also be something that really needs to be discussed and addressed by the professionals. And also making sure our teachers are trained in this to be able to adjust and also be able to acknowledge and see and really be able to say, okay, something's going on with this child. It's not just acting out behaviors of a child not wanting to listen or joking around, but being able to see any red flags or triggers. And I think that's really important for the teachers, for the guidance counselors, for any principals, and also, you know, just other students, parents, nurses in the school, to make sure that everyone is on the same page and also well-educated. As we know in this show, it's very important for me to spread awareness but also to spread education. I find that is one of the most important tools in this world, and is be able to help each other. And I've really felt through this show and also through my book that I've been able to assist people with tools, but also many of the guests that I have been interviewed and have been on my show have been able to share their story and also share hope, insight, but also the tools and the guidelines and the coping skills that help them through tough times. again, some of my guests have had such heart-wrenching stories, such tough stories, but I think in the end, to be able to have this community where we're all here to support each other and to strengthen each other, it's very, very important. Well, let's also go on to another question, because we all know the holidays are coming up, and that's always such a tough time and also can be a very triggering time for many people, whether they enjoy the holidays or they don't. I think a lot of times holidays put on certain pressures, certain expectations that we see on television, that we see in the media, that we feel that we need to have in our own home lives. And as I always say, what we see on television, on family life, is really not most of the time what's in real life. We all have unrealistic, sometimes, expectations. So I think it's being able to accept your situation, accept your family, but also to be able to make a tradition, to also make it your own, and also be strengthened in your beliefs. I think also holidays also bring up other topics of fitness, of health, and also, again, with New Year's resolutions, as I also covered in my book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos, sometimes we have such huge resolutions, such huge goals, and if we don't prepare all year, it's almost like we set up, okay, December 31st, this is going to be the goal. January 1st, everything's going to change. And I find so many times people can be so let down because they haven't worked all year. They worked that one night. So I think even the year before and the year after, it's all about preparation and it's all about planning. So don't set yourself up for everything just to change on that first night. I think, again, it takes time, it takes education, and it takes awareness. Hold on one second. I think we might have a caller. Hi,
hello?
And welcome. You're on the air of Insight into Healing.
Hi, this is Mary Kay.
Hi, Mary Kay. How are you? Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
I'm good. How are you?
Very, very good. It's so wonderful, and thank you so much. We all know Mary Kay. She's always in the chat room and have been just so important and so supportive to many of our guests and also myself. Thank you for tuning in this evening.
Yeah, I just want to say congratulations on another season. Well done. Thank you for a fabulous season with all the guests and shows and everything like that. It's been wonderful, truly listening to you. And I want to say I wrote into your show when it first began, I wrote into your show about the anxieties of social work school. And, you know, in overcoming a learning disability and stuff like that. And you gave me tools, tips, and knowledge. I've followed them, and I'm proudly can say that I have my MSW now. I graduated in August 2016, and I want to say thank you for being an inspiration.
Oh, you're welcome, and congratulations. What's such an amazing story. And, you know, we've been following your story, as I remember that day you wrote in with that question, and it's so amazing to see how the time flies and also see how successful. You're truly an inspiration to all of us, too.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And always thank you for your great comments in the chat room. And also, a lot of my guests know you're always there and very supportive of Insight into Healing.
Thank you. I'm always very supportive.
Thank you. And please, again, if you have any more questions, we can always send questions to insightintohealing@gmail.com because the new show will start January 4th. And in 2017 will be our season premiere of 2017. So it's really, really exciting how our community is growing, how we're all growing, and just moving forward.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Well, thank you again for calling in, and thank you so much for your support, and I can't wait to hear any more updates, and congratulations and great luck, and welcome to the social work field.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'll speak to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And I think we've got another caller. Hello, and welcome. You're on the air of Insight into Healing. Hello?
Hello?
I think we lost him. Yes, hi, how are you?
This is Jerry, how are you?
Hi, Jerry, how are you?
Am I early or am I just went straight.
You're just on time. I was just speaking about you earlier. I was doing a recap of 2016 and mentioned, I interviewed you, I think it was back in March, right?
Yes, it was. I remember that.
It was such amazing. For all my listeners, this is Jerry Caruso. He's the comedian and motivational speaker. And that show was just so amazing and just so inspirational. What's been going on?
Oh, my God. I just come from entertaining an elderly crowd, which was a ton of fun. And they had a grand old time. And then I had last night a toy drive that a bunch of lawyers I had to entertain. It was kind of unique because I told them, like, I'm not used to talking in front of lawyers. Usually someone next to me when I'm in court, you know. They all chuckled. So you just busy, and I'm opening up for a medium, Pam Ellis, on Sunday, and she wanted me to loosen up the crowd for an hour of comedy, and she's all excited, and I'm excited too. It's something different. I mean, I get these different shows.
Yes, you've been just so busy, and I love how you also bring the joy and the laughter, but also as a motivational speaker and as a comedian. I think that's such an incredible pairing that you have.
Well, it's just a gift from God. It's like, I mean, to be able to tell jokes and make people laugh and, you know, take them out of their bad times or if they're not feeling well, it's such an amazing gift that, you know, not a lot of us have that chance. I mean, you inspire people, and that's wonderful too. And together, I think we both do that to different capacities. And that's, it's a great feeling.
Yes. Yes. And it's so much. And I also admire too, as myself, that you have a very strong faith in God too, which is also a real backbone of your success and also of who you are as a person.
Oh, yeah. Faith is real, real important. I mean, it was instilled in me when I was a kid going to Catholic school. Those nuns left an impression on me. I don't want to tell you where, but they did. But then I kept it because I always know, you know what I always used to say when I was a kid? I said, hey, God has a sense of humor because he made me. So that's how I look at it.
So what is your way of getting through the holidays? I mean, I love the holidays. I enjoy the holidays. I know it can be stressful with cooking and shopping. And sometimes if, you know, there's loss of loved ones, which we all have, can be a tough time during the holidays. How do you celebrate the holidays? And how are you getting through or feeling through the holidays?
Well, you know, I focus on family. Like I always tell my wife, like, after these bunch of shows, it's like this week is like, six different appearances in like 6 days. And she goes, you're going to have time for me, right? I go, yep, you and the rest of the family, I reserve time for it. But I think it's so important to focus on family and even good friends, you know, friends that have lost parents or they have like a broken up family. And, you know, we always have a special friend over every year. He's a great guy. And he lost both his parents and his sisters far away. So we try to spend it like somewhere after Christmas. But it's always important, like, you know, just giving, and, you know, to me that's great. But the way I give my wife money and she shops.
Yes. I think it's so important also to always give back and give back to your community and also share your joy and share your gifts and also share what you've learned, which I think is such an important gift and tool to teach other people.
Oh, God, yeah, that's so important. Not only does it feel good to give back, but it also, you know, we're examples for our children or youth that are in our lives, whether they're, you know, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, and you know, they look up to us and they see, you know, how you give. And sometimes I'll share, like, special stories because I think Christmas is not only is it very, you know, filled with faith, but it's also magical in many ways, you know?
Yes. Yes. So what are your goals? What are you hoping for 2017?
2017, to be funnier. No, that's a given. To try to book more shows. I mean, still do a lot of comedy, but to book more shows where I connect with support groups and even hospital staff or even caregivers, because it's so important what caregivers give for themselves. They give up themselves, and you know, it's like a life that's kind of cut short at times, but they know there's a reward in the end, and part of it is, you know, the person that's taking care of really appreciates it. But, you know, so that's what I like to do, you know, help more people of that ilk. I think it's a great thing.
Yes, yes. And when you do these different shows, what type of things are you hearing from the audiences, from the people around, how they're preparing for the holidays? Because I know sometimes it can be really tough for some people, and sometimes it's just such an inspiration.
Yeah, I think they do the same thing. You know, like I'll talk to them after the show or before the show, and they'll say, and they'll talk about Christmas. But a lot of them focus on family coming to see them, because if I do a show for, like, elderly people, then they know that people are coming to visit them. But then a lot of them say, you know, they got to go into midnight mass, which is very cool. That's always an experience. But, you know, that's what they share. But even if they don't, like if they say, you know, they're going to have like a so-so Christmas, I always tell them that, you know, part of my Christmas is spending time with people like them, even if I'm entertaining them for like an hour span or a 45-minute span. Like tonight was 45, turned into 53, but I can't add. I was never good at math.
I'm not either. I'm horrible at math.
Can I share with you, like, this is what I like to do, and I never get the opportunity. I know that we talked about it. Two special things happened to me at two different Christmases. Can I share that with everybody?
Sure.
Okay, one Christmas, I think my kids had to be 8 and 10. And, you know, they went to bed, and it was like the week before Christmas, and it was 8:30. Now I run, not very fast, but I run, and I told my wife, I go, something's telling me to go out and run. She goes, go ahead. She goes, how long are you going to be? I go, I'm just staying in the neighborhood, just a half hour, 40 minutes. Didn't I run like a half a mile, and there was a girl screaming for help, unbeknownst to me, like it was in a neighborhood that was just developing, so I didn't want to. You get leery of taking chances. And so I got a little closer. Turned out she fell down the stairs. She had a baby in her arms. She tripped over the dog. It was a new home that had no phone. There was nobody to contact. There was nobody home next door. And next door on the other side was a barren lot. So I had to run home, call the ambulance. Then I had to direct the ambulance over because it was an underdeveloped neighborhood. It was new. I guided them to her. And they took her to the hospital. They took care of the baby. The dog was fine. And the parents were so thankful. They remember to this day, it had to be like, oh, God. Oh, my God. If they were 8, this had to be over 20 years ago. So I actually helped someone else. Something was telling me to go out.
Wow. What such an incredible story, and how grateful and how rewarding it is just from going out from a run. Who would think that this was what you would come back with?
Right. And now here's story number two. One Christmas day, the kids had to be 12, I think 12 and 13. So I told my wife, I'm going out for a run. She goes, Christmas morning. I go, you bought me some running clothes. I'm going to test them out. I'll be back in time. And what time are we going to leave by? She said, 11:30. I said, okay. Didn't I run, and I didn't want to go through the downtown, but something possessed me or told me to go downtown. Didn't I, in my path, with 1 mile to go to my house, found a wallet full of scratch cards, like probably $100 worth of scratch cards. Didn't it belong to an elderly gentleman, probably in his 80s? They were presents for all his grandkids and great-grandkids. I brought it back to the home. The mother, his wife, was so appreciative. She was in tears, saying, like, he's been looking all morning. He can't find it. And let me give you one of the scratch cards. I go, nope, Merry Christmas, and I ran off.
Wow. Yeah, that just, really reinforces that you were meant to be in certain places there to help people, to be in certain situations, that there's always, God always has a plan.
Oh, absolutely. I'm the first one to agree with that. And I'll tell you one more quick one. A bunch of oncologists, an oncology department at a hospital in Worcester, said, we need you to do our Christmas party. They go, when? They go, Monday, whatever, last year, the Monday before Christmas. I go, I got a show that night. Even if you come early, come on, please. And then they paid me, and it turned out well. I made it to the second show on time. I spent 35, 40 minutes with them. Turned out, they said, we won't pay you, but we'll collect money to give you a favorite charity. And I immediately gave it to my friend who's battling cancer for treatment. And that night there were 40 people there. They must have collected $250 between 40 people, which was more than generous. And I kicked in 50 and handed the girl 300 just before Christmas.
Wow. It's just so incredible. I think it's just everyone can make an impact. Everyone has an impact on somebody else's life, that it's just so important to be able to put yourself out there and to see what you can do.
Oh, yeah. And when he's all I can tell you, tell all of the listeners, if you got a voice in your head, no, you have problems, no. But if you have a voice in your head telling you to do something and it, you know, it leans on the good side, or, you know, it could be, as silly as it sounds, it could be an angel or God talking to you saying, like, I need you here now. And you don't think about it, and you just do it. And there are three different occasions, which that last story was last year, but three different occasions where I was able to do something just by, A, running the first two stories, and then the last story is telling jokes. And someone during Christmas, you know, bet the 300 is a lot of money, but she put it toward her cancer treatment. And she was so overwhelmed, like, why did you do that? I go, I don't know, I wasn't supposed to do the show, and they kept begging me to do it, and I said, I'll squeeze it in, and I did. So that's my message to everybody. Like, if you, something's telling you to do something, and it leans toward the good side, obviously, just do it. Just be there for it, and, you know, see where it takes you.
Yes. Yes, I agree 100%. And I think, so, you know, the holidays, people have all these ideas of what it's supposed to look like. And sometimes just, you know, doing something for someone else, or having a quiet holiday, or really taking care of yourself, or giving back to the community, you know, working at a soup kitchen or doing something like that, or a church event, really makes a huge difference.
Oh, God, yeah, and it affects so many people. And, you know, to walk away having that good feeling inside of you of just feeling like you knew you did something good, and that's all you want out of it. Like I always tell people, I do a lot of comedy shows where I make really good money, but sometimes it's the people that thank me that I either donate my time or do it for a cause and leave them with smiles on their faces, and they get very appreciative and they think it's the nicest thing. Walking away from that and feeling good is like it's such a heavenly feeling. It's like a high.
Yes, I definitely agree. Let me ask you one last question. For 2017, any topics or guests or any questions would you like me to cover on Insight into Healing?
For you to cover? Interesting. To get, like, maybe or perspective from like I know there are people hurting, but to get a perspective from the caregiver side as to what they do and how they function, how they could cope with their daily lives, because it's really tough because sometimes time is taken away. But, you know, I think I know the answer, but I'd love to hear some insights from people, because caregivers are special people. To me, they're angels. They're human angels.
I agree 100%. And I've done, you know, I've covered it briefly on some things with other topics, but I think caregivers are sometimes not purposely overlooked, but I think so many times it's the patient, it's the one who's, you know, who's not feeling well, and the caregiver's there, but that is just such an important job. And also, it's very hard on that person. I always say to caregivers, they must take care of themselves too. They need time. There's definitely groups for caregivers, especially if you're taking care of someone who has a terminal illness, either is it mental or physical or what's going on. But I think it's very important that you have your outlets, that you have your self-care, and that you take care of yourself too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You could ever get people on like that. You know, not only will you help them, but you'll help spread a message to others. Like, you're right, caregivers have to take care of themselves as well as the others caring for them. But, you know, because without that, they wouldn't have the strength and they wouldn't have the mental capacity, because it's very difficult. I saw my friend deal with his mom having Alzheimer's. It really took him hard, because the day she forgot his name, it really tugged at him inside, and I tried to be there for him and just try to say, talk whatever you want to talk about, or please know that I know in your mother's mind she appreciated everything you did for her, and deep down inside she knows that you're her son. And at that point she wasn't in her right mind, you know, like, I got my mom battling dementia now. It's sad, it got me to tears, but I know that there are times she's in her good behavior and her good side, and she She smiles when she sees me, and she's happy when she sees me. Calls me her boy, which I haven't heard that in years. Like Jenny boy, but you know, us Italian boys like that. So.
Yes, yes. And you know, I was at another book signing, and I had a couple of other authors come up to me and request that I do a show on taking care of your aging parents. No one ever prepares us emotionally for it, because I think it's so, I mean, yes, we all know there comes a time and day and age for that, but I think how do you really prepare that? And I've had so many people come up to me and say, you know, can we please do an episode on what it's like to take care of aging elderly parents, especially when there's dementia or Alzheimer's or something like that. Really, it's just a tough, tough job.
No, and I wholeheartedly agree, and I hope you do that show. That would be wonderful. Dearest, I have to commend you. I've listened to your show a few times. You are marvelous at what you do, and I hear the faith in your voice. I hear the kindness, the humility, and that's wonderful. You know, those are things that I strive for, even when I do comedy. I know I'm making people laugh, but, you know, I want to send a message. But I see the message that you sent, and I'm really proud to have you as a friend and to know you as an author. You're very good at what you do. Kudos to you, and God bless you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for calling in. And definitely 2017, you're coming back as a guest. I'd love to hear more of what you're up to.
Me too. And like I said, think real hard of a real good charity or a fundraiser, and I'll come down and do it with you, or if two of us could do something. I'd be honored, and that'd be fun, you know, because
yes,
I
would love to work with you. Let's definitely put something else. That's a goal for 2017. We're going to do a charity event fundraiser together.
Oh, my God. What I get myself into? No, I'm just kidding. I would love to.
That's it. It's set. It's in stone. It's been on air. All the listeners heard it.
That's right. That's right. Get that guy from Gardenista, the Boston guy. You know, yeah. No, I would love to, but believe me, I think it'd be a blast, and I think we'd give good messages, and we'd promote healing, and, you know, healing by the words that you use and healing between the jokes that I use. So, you know, I think it'd be great. So,
definitely, definitely. Well, you have a very Merry Christmas, a very Happy New Year. God bless you, and I will definitely speak to you in 2017.
And Merry Christmas to you, and I hope God brings you what you want. You get good things, and you help others like you continually do. And may he bless you with good health. Listen to me like I'm a priest now, you know. But, no, I mean, I just hope you have a happy and prosperous new year. And, like I said, I value our relationship we have together and the friends that we've become. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you so much. I'll definitely speak to you soon.
All right, Dallin. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye. Oh, such a wonderful guest. I just love Jerry Caruso. He's such an amazing man, so motivational, and just very inspirational. Well, also coming up in 2017, some other questions and topics I've been asked to cover is victims of domestic violence, but this time also, I know I've covered it briefly in past shows, but male victims of domestic violence. And so many people want to hear, too, a lot about male victims of domestic violence, because I think so many times, sometimes they're not heard from, or sometimes there's a stigma. So I'm definitely in 2017 going to start addressing a topic, show topic on males, of victims of domestic violence, also children acting out in school, what are some red flags. I'll be doing a whole session on couples therapies. I have a whole bunch of questions coming in from different couples on different ways of communication, interaction, intimacy levels. We'll be doing that. And also, again, my favorite, I will be coming back doing a lot more work and questions on EMDR, eye movement desensitization reprocessing. I cannot wait. We're about at the end of the show, the end of the season for 2016. And once again, I want to thank all of you from Insight into Healing for all of your support, all of your questions, all of your guests, everything that you've done, and I really, really appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to 2017. We're going to have such an amazing year. Everyone have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holiday, a Happy New Year, and most of all, have a good night, and may God bless you and your family. I'll see you next year. Bye-bye.